Columbus. The Ohio Department of Health on Tuesday reported 3,617 new COVID-19 cases statewide in the past 24 hours. That includes 206 new cases in the Mahoning Valley, 85 new cases in Mahoning County, for a total of 30,467 in Trumbull, 22,617, and 54 in Columbiana, 13,810. Ohio on Tuesday reported surpassing 1.5 million total cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The average number of new cases reported each day in the valley so far this month is nearly as high as it was in September, and two times higher than in August. Valley counties have reported an average 290 new cases each day this month. In September, there were an average 295 cases per day, which is more than double the 113 average daily cases reported in August. The state on Tuesday reported 244 new COVID-19 deaths since its last mortality report 4 days prior, including 3 additional deaths in Mahoning County, 4 in Trumbull and 6 in Columbiana. So far this month, 1,638 COVID-19 deaths have been reported statewide, more than the 1,088 deaths reported for the whole month of September. August saw nearly 380 total deaths. About 2,100 COVID-19 deaths were reported statewide in December, the month with the most recorded pandemic deaths, an average of 70 per day. The surge of new cases that began after the coronavirus highly contagious and more dangerous Delta variant became the most common, however, has been on the decline elsewhere in the state. Statewide, more than 92,000 people are presumed to be actively infected as of Tuesday, down from more than 129,000 people on September 28, the most recent peak. The average two-week rate of positive coronavirus tests also has fallen 3.8% since its most recent peak on September 9 and is now at 10.2%. That rate had increased steadily since mid-July but has been on the decline for more than a month. However, it continues to be as high as it was in mid-January, as the state's winter surge was on the decline. It's still nearly 8 times higher than the all-time low of 1.3% reported in late June. And that rate is still worse than average in Valley counties. The two-week positivity rate for the period ending October 12 was 14.7% in Columbiana, up from 14% at last report, 14.4% in Trumbull County, down from 15.3%, and 11.8% in Mahoning, up from 11.2%. The state's two-week average of new cases per 100,000 people declined last week for the third week in a row, following months on the rise due to the coronavirus highly contagious Delta variant. The state on Thursday reported an average 507 new cases per 100,000 Ohioans, down from 561 the week prior. That's still 5 times the CDC's threshold for high transmission, which is 100 cases per 100,000 people. The two-week rate of new cases was 617 for the week ending September 29. Columbiana County last week reported 839 new cases per 100,000 residents, up from 818 for the 2 weeks ending October 6. Mahoning reported 652, down from 670, and Trumbull reported 541, down from 622. Columbiana now has the 9th highest rate of new cases per 100,000 people among Ohio's 88 counties. There were 348 new COVID-19 hospitalizations reported statewide Monday and 35 new ICU admissions. As of October 13, 1,290 people reported to be fully vaccinated have been hospitalized in the state for breakthrough infection since January 1, and 205 fully vaccinated people have died. That means breakthrough infections are attributed to 2.2% of all COVID-19 deaths reported since the beginning of the year, and 4% of all hospitalizations. Between Monday and Tuesday, 6,249 new vaccinations were started in the state. As of Tuesday, 5,987,866 vaccine-eligible Ohioans have been fully vaccinated, or about 59.9% of Ohioans age 12 and older. As of Tuesday, about 49.5% of all residents in Mahoning County have completed their vaccinations, nearly 47% in Trumbull, and 40.5% in Columbiana.